Hey, y'all. This one is explicit.
Hi, Jess.
What's up, Elsie?
What's going on?
How are you?
I am happy it's June.
I'm not. I feel like it's been so fast this
I know,
whole year.
Right? It's 6 months.
I know.
Out of 2016. We're going to have to start preparing.
I just had a little mini panic attack when you said that, by the way.
I know. To the end of the year, it's like now we're going to have to be doing our gift list.
Shut your mouth, lady.
Yeah.
I've already got stuff in the works for that.
I know. It's kind of insane. And it is crazy that this is episode number 99, which actually makes me shiver a little on the inside. Like, get all like goose pimply and stuff.
99 feeling fine.
99. Oh my God.
It's red balloons.
99.
99 beers on the wall.
99. We have so many 99s. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like, it's pretty incredible and massively awesome.
It's pretty awesome. Because it comes with some fun stuff.
Yes, it does.
That we'll talk about today.
Yes, we will.
So yeah.
But before we get into whatever it is that we have on our list here to discuss, we can just let people know that at Podcast Movement, we're actually offering up a 1-2 punch with both Jessica and myself in real life. Like, you can totally get us for an hour.
Yeah.
And work with us. And we're only opening this up for 3 people.
Yes.
3.
1, 2, 3.
That's it.
Because we don't want to crush our schedules. We don't want to crush your schedules. And it's a packed week.
Yes.
In Chicago. And we want to make sure that we can really dedicate what we need to dedicate to whoever wants to work with us.
Absolutely. So all you have to do is go over to shepodcast.com/apply. So we get to know you a little bit here and see if we can really, truly serve you. Because that's another thing. Obviously, we don't want you to be expecting one thing or for us to really not be able to help you, which we will, but we still would love for you guys to apply. And it's going to be awesome. So you get the opportunity to either have us both there, you know, at once, like just really have both of our brains working at the same time with you face to face, or you can like split us off and then have like, you know, you can meet with me one day and you can meet with Jess on another day. Now, once we do get you guys or whoever's going to be working with us, then you'll get details of what times you can start to schedule with us. So let's not worry about that until the time.
Yes, please.
So basically, you're just applying, but we would really love, I mean, it's like, it made me so happy that we're doing this. Like, I got so excited of the thought. Can you imagine? Like, I get so excited working with people and face to face.
Never, ever get to do it face to face. Never, ever, ever.
I know.
Mean, Skype is just not the same.
No. So it's going to be awesome. And if you're not attending Podcast Movement, happen to live in Chicago, or would like to drive in to do a session with us, we would very gladly do that as well.
So. Oh, my God. Totally. I mean, don't pay money to fly or whatever.
Right.
I mean, maybe you could if you want. But, like, actually, there are people I know who are flying in just for the brunch still, even though it's free or whatever.
Right.
They're just going to fly in that morning, have brunch with us, and go home that night.
Yep. So that's good.
Did you know that, Elsie?
No, I didn't. That's
flying
crazy.
In from like Texas or something.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm pretty excited.
That it is. It's a very exciting, and I'm very glad that it's coming. I can't believe this. We're in June. I mean, it's like, oh my God.
Insane.
There's so many things I haven't done though right now already that I was supposed to have done. That now I'm getting a little butterfly anxiety in my stomach.
I have so much anxiety over June. I don't want to. I mean, and I'm going to have just as much over July, because as soon as July hits, we're going to Chicago, and I know I'm not going to feel prepared for that. Crap.
Yeah. No, June is crazy for me. Well, and for you too. I mean, what am I saying? We're like going to be like, there is no like summer vacation. This is so not summer vacation. It's like summer time to work it up and do stuff.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
I got to get my ish together.
Yes. So there we go. So anyway, let's get to some feedback. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Our first piece of feedback from Jessica Rhodes.
Jessica, I am listening to She Podcast and your little monologue there about women friendship and your co-hosting relationship was epic. I freaking loved it. I love that you compared you and Elsie to Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. Secret for you, Corey Coates and I have compared myself and him to you and Jessica. I think it's pretty obvious who is who in the comparison, but I freaking love you and Elsie. You guys are awesome. I love this episode.
How about that?
I didn't know that she, that's so cute that people would compare, I don't want to say cute, like, oh, they're cute, but like, they say one's the Jess and one's the Elsie.
That's crazy.
That gives me such a little squeeze.
I know, that's sort of like, it's totally true, because it's like, that's like, we're like a duo. And thank you, Jess, for loving us so hard.
Yeah. No, but I mean, like, it's just cute that, I mean, I know that I recognize our different roles, but it's funny when other co-hosts are like, you're the Jess, and yeah. I'm the Elsie. I'm the Jess, you're the Elsie. It's just awesome, kind of.
Yeah.
It makes me feel cool. So, yeah. Yes. And yes, Jessica, thank you so much.
Thank you. We so appreciate it. And but can before we move to the next piece of feedback, okay, you talk to me about this Vox thing, because I know that I came into... I found out about it because of you. You posted something about it on Facebook.
Before I even talk about that, okay. I just want to tell you what, well, it kind of comes to what Jessica Rhodes does. So I just want to, just because she sent us this feedback, I just want to tell you, she's a business called Interview Connections where she helps people. She basically books other people on shows. So if you want to be on other podcasts, you should check out interviewconnections.com. So knowing what she does, she sent me a Facebook message asking me, she said, I have a person who really wants to advertise on podcasts. Can you hook him up with some shows? That's what he was asking me for. And I don't do that. And I was like, yeah, I can totally do that. And I was like, how do you want to introduce us? And she says, are you on Voxer? And I was like, pardon? I mean, I am, but why?
Right.
Why do you need to know? And she was like, he's only good on Voxer. And I was like, shut the front door, Voxer.
What?
He's only good on Voxer. So I was like, yeah, all right, I'll give it a shot. And basically, so I mean, I've had an account for kind of a while, actually. I played with it like a couple of years ago and then ignored it. I deleted the app. So I redownloaded the app. And the second I open it, there's a message from Jess. And it says, hey, I just want you to meet my client, Jay. And he's interested in doing this. So I'll let you guys take it away. And then about 30 seconds later, he says, hey, nice to meet you. This is what I want. Let me know what you think. And so... it's basically like you can use it a couple different ways. You can use it like a series of very short voicemails that you're leaving behind. So it's kind of like texting. Texting actually has the same exact option where like I can hit the microphone and just talk to you, send it.
Yeah, yeah.
You can hit the microphone, talk to me, send it. People don't use texting that way, but you could.
Right, yeah.
Voxer is not even that complicated. You literally hit a button like a walkie-talkie, talk. When you let go, it sends. Just like a walkie-talkie.
Oh, okay.
So it's pretty cool. So far, this client and I use it just to go back and forth, kind of like leaving mini voicemails, but they're like two anywhere from 2 to 30 seconds long. The longest one's been like 2 minutes. But yesterday, when Jessica sent me the feedback, she sent it on Voxer. And then I sent her back, oh, that's so nice. And the app happened to be left open. And she, I guess... heard me because she started talking and it started playing for me as she was talking.
Oh, so it's kind of like possibly could be like a little walkie-talkie thing.
It is like a little, so like if you leave the app open and your phone is on the app, like I just happened to put my phone down, all of a sudden Jessica started talking out of it, like, yeah, we're doing this and hope you guys have fun. And then I just picked it up and I was like, man, it's so fun to like Vox with you this morning, have a good one. And I put it down and then I heard you too, and that was it. I have to say, for me, because I was just like, what the hell? It's very convenient. Like, it would be so convenient to just like, because Scott's in the other room, just to be like, hey, babe, what's that thing at the grocery store I like? And then, you know, he's in a meeting or whatever. He could just pick it up and be like, the thing or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Okay. All right.
So, I don't know. Why don't you download it and we can try it a little bit.
We can try it a little bit. Okay, so let's break it down for people who don't really know, because I think sometimes we forget that there's people listening to us that don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, go to Voxer.com.
Yeah, so that's Voxer.com. And it's an app.
It says better than just texting.
Yes.
Combining the power of live voice with text. Oh, and now they do video and photo sharing too.
Okay, so there's that. And they actually have smart watch apps. I guess my question with some of this stuff is, oh, and they have a free account, like the personal account and the pro account.
Yeah, I only have a free account. So the thing is, like, why? I mean, yeah, there's so many things that have this. Your phone has this. Your Snapchat does this. Like, but
right,
Snapchat
yeah, yeah.
goes to everyone.
Right.
First of all, you have to open Snapchat. And plus, it doesn't just start talking out of nowhere.
Right. You can send it to people specifically. And I think it does have live.
It does. But it's a social media. Voxer is not a social media. Like, there's nowhere you can go and see everyone's Voxer.
No.
There's no statuses. You are literally just talking to the other person and that's it. From what I can see.
Yeah. And from what I can see, too, is that you from your app, because I don't have Voxer at this moment, in order for you to share Jessica's feedback, what you did is you texted it to me.
Yeah. So I have the message and you can, there's a little arrow next to each message, yours and the other person's. You click the arrow and then at the top right, there's a share button, just like in an iPhone photo. I hit that and then it said, like, I could have shared it on Facebook. I could have shared it on Twitter, Evernote, save to Dropbox, email it to you. But yeah, I texted it to you just because we text. But
right.
I wonder if I could have also. Oh, yeah. There's also at the bottom a star button and a forward. So if you were on Voxer already, I could have just forwarded it to you.
Uh-huh. And then also what I just noticed, too, is that the walkie-talkie mode that you just got, it's a pro thing. So I'm assuming
Well, what's
Jess,
the difference? Now I don't understand the difference.
Because Jessica Rhodes just must have had the pro thing, which is why.
She doesn't.
She doesn't?
No.
Oh, that's weird then, maybe.
She's not a pro user that I can see.
Oh, okay.
Let me make sure. How can I tell? Hold on.
I don't know. Because it says, I mean, basically, unlimited message storage, so it sees its limited access for the free account and definitely for the pro account, which makes sense. I'm not sure what admin control chats are.
No, she has a free account.
Oh, well
admin
then.
Admin control?
Admin control
is...
Oh,
because you can chat with more than one person.
Yeah, so that would be... That's supposedly a pro thing. Message recalling.
Oh, so you can send something and then take it back. Yeah, I can't do that.
Recall a message. Yeah, there's that. There's broadcast chats.
Oh, I see. Wait. Admin control chats would be like, let's just say I wanted to add you and Jessica and Natalie and Katie Krimisos. And then I decided Jessica was no longer relevant to the conversation. I could just remove her. Whereas, like, you can't do that right now. Whoever's in is in.
Okay, got it.
Recall message. Oh, broadcast chats, meaning I could send something to five people and they can't respond back to me, I guess.
Huh. Okay. Well, that's I guess for one-way communication where it would be just like letting people know. Sort of like, yeah, we're meeting up, you know, everything's okay. Like, I could see that for Lipson because there's times when there are issues that happen in the building. Like, the building has their air conditioner sometime has broken or, you know, alternately, the heater has broken. And so I see a message in the morning that has been sent out to the team saying, like, don't come into the office today. Not that it matters to me, but what I'm saying is, like, that would be kind of a cool thing for Voxer where, like, you know, our boss would basically say, like, hey, guys, the office is shut down, work at home for today, whatever, blah, blah. Like, there's no need for response, sort of like.
So walkie-talkie mode means you can listen to the messages with a headset and without ever touching your phone. So right now I have to go into the app and listen and push play. You don't have to do that with walkie-talkie mode.
Oh.
Another of the good thing about Pro is extreme notification. So it's kind of like, you know, it'll give you like a, hey, someone's talking, but it doesn't do like a... No really kind of ding or anything like that. So like if my client is talking to me and I miss it, I may not see that he's left me a message for hours unless I go in there and see, hey, I wonder if he sent me a message.
Yeah. I get that. Well, that makes sense, especially if you're using it for communications in that respect.
Yeah.
And then the other really neat thing is that there's a desktop version of it. So what happened when you sent me that Voxer is I was at my computer when you sent that to me, you know, when you texted Jessica's. And then I was able to link through it and I was able to listen from the browser. So that was kind of neat too. And
well, that's
it works.
Cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. So then that's how I listened to it. And then I that's the same thing that happened while I was on my phone. It's very easy. It kind of takes you to another sort of like a browser screen with a big old play button on the phone. So it's very easy to access.
Oh yeah. I'm doing it now. Look at that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's neat. Now, the only thing that I wish, but then this is perhaps because I'm spoiled like that, it's sort of like SpeakPipe. You know, with SpeakPipe, you can download the MP3. And that's sort of like now the way that we got that Voxer inside of the show today was not because you could download the MP3, because I actually looked for a link, but basically sent it over to John at Audio Editing Solutions, our fabulous, fabulous, fabulous producer who was able to then, because, you know, the only thing that you can really do is capture the audio from the browser, you know, so you would record the browser audio for that bit. Using something like Audio Hijack Pro. or Piezo or something like that. So it's a little, you kind of have to have a little bit more know-how in order to use that in a podcast, just in case you guys wanted to know. But I'm sure most of the people that are using Voxer are not looking to use this as a voicemail thing for the podcast. So, but that's really cool though.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Yay. Well, thank you.
Yeah, so Voxer. So it's funny. How did you know that I wanted to talk about this today? Or did you just get, because Katie Davis sent me a message and she was like, you should do a little episode on Voxer because I'd like to know what it is.
Really? No, I just, well,
you just happened to bring it up.
I just happened to bring it up because you had put it up there before and then I got one. And, you know, when you sent it this way, I'm like, oh yeah, I wanted to talk about that when you sent it that way. And I was really curious about it and I wanted to download it, but I completely forgot. And I think that my issue with some of these is that it seems to me that you, the other person, needs to also sort of be part of it. And that's what always gets me. It's like with all of these amazing services and social networks like, you know, like Snapchat or even like Anchor, which I still haven't gone into. I don't, because it seems like you need the posse there. Like, it's not good to just do it by yourself. Like, I'm not even sure how well this would be if Randy didn't have Voxer and I'm sending him a voicemail or sending one to my mom or something out of the blue. Like, I think that they'd look at it and go, okay.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I know my daughter's on here, so I just sent her, like, a little, hey, what's up? But she'll probably never open it or see it.
Right.
And so, in that way, it's useless. You have to know the other person is on and then using it, you know, regularly, or it's not fun.
Absolutely. I think so. And I think that maybe for, you know, like maybe that person that you're working with or collaborating with, maybe there's like a specific workflow and that's what works for them. And it just seems like that's totally cool.
Well, I'm think
cool
about it. Like if you and I decide we're going to be Voxer buddies.
Right.
Anytime during the day, I can just be like, did you ever da 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 da? You don't have to answer right away. It's the same as a text.
True. You know what's really... Yeah, that's true. Because the you know what would be really funny would be... Oh, I had an idea.
What?
We could totally do it, right? But then we could put an episode together of our Voxer communications.
That'd be hilarious.
It would be hilarious.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. Okay. That made me happy.
Well, that's all that matters.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So thank you, Jessica Rhodes, for sending that to us. It means a lot that you guys, that you listen and you're so sweet and all that stuff. So,
yeah.
Yay. But we get some more feedback. Awesomeness was the title of it. Jack, would you like to read a little bit of that or share a little bit of that? Because it is a long email.
Yeah. This is from Shannon. She does the Softball Academy podcast. And she started binge listening to our show. And she said, what pushed me to send you feedback, I finally got to April of this year and heard you mention Gary Leland. She writes for his Fast Pitch magazine. She sent him an article and he said, I was thinking about you, and asked her to do a podcast. So she's giving it a shot. So she wanted to send an email for two reasons. One, something about me telling you that I didn't want my daughter to go to my sister-in-law's house because she was a bad influence.
Yeah, remember when we were talking and then all of a sudden we were like,
yes,
like
that I was just like
whispering when you're talking.
She said
like
it was hilarious because here I am telling thousands of people, but I have to whisper for the one that's like in my house. It's true. That is pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
And then the other one she says is when we were talking about not wanting to be on a panel because of family. Not wanting to disrupt the flow of the plan with everyone in your household. And then she writes, yes, it was last year.
Yeah.
But it sort of resonated with me because I could see how it appeared you were uncomfortable with it, possibly for more reasons than just your family situation that maybe you weren't letting on.
Right.
and she said, I could be totally wrong, but it just felt like you were holding back. And then she gave us advice. I guess she said, my motto, like you, Jess, is to keep moving forward. I'm so happy I found this podcast. It's the first entertaining and informative podcast I've heard.
Again with that, which is great.
I know. That is great. That makes me so happy. I'm enjoying it very much. I was thinking when I catch up, I might sort of miss you when I wait for the next one.
I felt like that before.
I have too. I have many other ones to listen to, though, as you've opened up a whole new world of podcasts for me. Thank you for your encouragement, guidance, and get the hell on it messages. And of course, all the laughs that make my workday so much more enjoyable. I just want to reach out to you and tell you how I feel about your awesomeness in the world of podcasting for women. Cheers, Shannon. Yay!
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Shannon. That really means a lot.
It does.
Yes, it totally, totally does.
It's okay if you're binging and you want to comment on episodes that were like a year ago. We're fine with that. I remember. It's good because I remember better when you do it.
I know, right?
I forgot about whispering about my nanny.
I know. It's so funny because, yeah, it's hilarious. There's been so many things that we've talked about in conversations that like are really poignant to me of the scope. Because if you start to think about it, I mean, episode 99, dude, when we started podcasting, you didn't even have a human, an extra human being in your house.
Oh, my God.
You created a human. I think you might have already been pregnant, or were you? Did you create a human while we were like on the podcast? I can't remember.
I believe we started our show in June 2014, correct?
Yeah, we started like prepping a little bit before that.
I was freshly pregnant, like 6 weeks pregnant.
Okay.
I probably knew because I did IVF that I was pregnant because I knew it like 4 weeks, which right. most people don't. But yes, I was with child originally and I had been working extremely hard to get to that point, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
February is when I was implanted, actually, and we didn't start till June. So yes, we had sort of had it in the works before then. So yeah, let's think about that. Just think about the whole first year I was pregnant.
I know. Well, I was sort of
or had
like kind
baby.
Of, yeah, and it just seems like so mind blowing because we always think time becomes sort of, I can't say meaningless, but when you don't have kids or when you don't have a little person growing, it doesn't seem quite as clear. You know, like, because when you have, especially when it's a baby, you know that you have your little, let's pretend, baby on January. And by the time it's the next January or Christmas time, that's like a fully, like, a little person, like a 1 year old, you know? So that, it's such a huge, huge thing from 1 month to 12 months.
You know, so, oh my God. And now he's 18 months and he's even so different now.
Yeah.
But the other part of it is, I was thinking, like, if I had not been pregnant and gone on maternity, my whole life would be different right now because, well, of course, but I mean, not to be Captain Obvious, but when I went on maternity, our focus wasn't necessarily She Podcast. It was still a side piece and Lady Business Radio was the main attraction. And
yeah.
I was gone. In the time I was gone, the She Podcast thing went gangbusters and Lady Business Radio kind of fizzled out like in my absence. And I don't know if that's, I mean, I would like to say that's because of you, Elsie,
but
you know, because the other one was just kind of like left to die. But also I think it might just be that I saw the need blossom so much more. That's what I got excited for when I was coming back. It wasn't necessarily Lady Business Radio. It was like I was having FOMO about our group and what was going on in podcasting. I didn't want to not be a part of it anymore. I was like, could not wait to like dive back into it. Whereas like the women's entrepreneurial thing, I felt like was covered. So,
and it continues to be. Yeah, it seems
I wonder if that would have been totally different if I had not gone on maternity leave. I don't know what direction I would have gone in if I'd have stayed around, you know?
Right.
Who knows?
And it's interesting because I feel exactly the same. Well, maybe it is to some degree. And even in both of the other, if I comment on the entrepreneurial space, which never resonated with me anyway, but to see that there's a lot of coverage in that space, there's a lot of coaches and online business, and like it just feels like that's coverage. And I'm not just talking about podcasting, I'm talking about as a whole, like as an industry. It feels
really
full and it's resonant. It's and then wherever you go, you can see
helping women entrepreneurs, and giving them, you're right,
exactly. And then, but still, I don't feel that for podcasting still. And now in yoga, it's kind of the same thing as well. Because when I started doing all my yoga stuff and I was online, no one was online. I mean, yoga teachers were barely getting their websites up and all of the yoga teacher websites were all flash based. They all were really
terrible looking.
They were really like they had all this stuff happening with them and they were, you know, or they were super plain, like super plain, where it was kind of really aesthetically not okay to see it.
Yeah.
And no one was doing anything online related. People barely had email addresses, you know?
Yeah.
It was just like, that's at least when I started. And so I felt sort of like this really weird thing where I was telling people, yeah, just follow me on Twitter. And people are like, what's Twitter? Right. And so I felt like I had to teach a lot of that stuff and how to get all, you know, people out into, you know, to come see me. Like I had students coming that just were from my podcast. And that was like really new at that time. And it felt like when I had my kids, when I first had my baby, my first baby, I stopped obviously because it's hard to be a mom and do all this stuff. And then I had to let it go. And while I let all that stuff go, all of a sudden the online yoga world and the online yoga presence from teachers became huge. And I had that FOMO feeling. And in fact, I had to work out my ego of not wanting to show up and go, well, I started it. I did it first.
Really?
I was doing it. And because I'd never followed through. So, and that's when I was doing, you know, that's when I did also B school, which was then. And then I got all this incredible information that I, in my head, wanted to implement so that I could really apply it to yoga. And at that, and again, at that time in B school, there were not very many, can you believe this? There were not very many yoga people doing what I was doing.
No, but the person who I think you were the most competitive with, I think she wasn't in B school at the time, was Rachel Cook, right? Yogipreneur.
Yeah. And she wasn't even in B school at all. That's right. I didn't even know about Rachel until I think way later, like way later. Yeah. And I think there was somebody else that was Danielle, what's her last name? She was doing some like videos. I remember she reached out to me asking me how
she's Bobby Brown's yoga instructor. Danielle.
There's a B.
Diamond.
Yeah. Yes. And so I remember she reached out to me to create video because I had already been doing, like, I was making videos of me. I was doing this instinctively. Like, nobody ever told me to do this. I had my YouTube channel. I had my instructional videos. I had videos that corresponded with my episodes. I had all, and I had people like leaving me messages on there. I was, you know, I was doing all of this stuff. I was setting cameras and shots and cutting things together. And I basically dropped it all, you know, because I did not have time. And at that time, everybody was unemployed and I had an infant and I was by myself and there was just no way to do it. There was no way to follow it up, you know. And I also didn't have the skill set or the strength from a friend like you, Jess, because honestly, sometimes I feel that you, as much as we want to, we really do need, and going back to Jessica's message to us, you do kind of need a support group of sorts of people who in some way know what you're going through and can help you see the stuff that you're good at.
I definitely wouldn't have been able to start this agency if you weren't in my ear going, but it's so needed and you're so good at it and who else could do it and you're the best and you have this knowledge that no one else has. It's all stuff that in my own head, you know, but you're just kind of like, I don't know.
Yeah, because you do. You kind of drop the ball. I think you drop the ball. It's not that you couldn't.
It's easy to say, well, I think I'll take care of my kids and like just play small instead.
Yeah. And sometimes it's because it does take that extra push to work a little harder, to try a little hard, to make the time to do it. And also with She Podcasts, I think having a co-host, I think maybe as a mom, and with all the stuff that we have together, perhaps that could be a way to get over the lack of pod fading. Because as you know, with Lady Business Radio, even like, let's pretend even if you were really totally fired up about it, it is hard, dude. It's hard to keep that up by yourself.
So hard.
So,
you know, I was just thinking about something else, you know, and this may be a little well-kept secret about Miss Elsie Escobar, but one of the reasons she's also a good partner, and you should have this in your partner as well, is that for all her lack of need to talk about and or think about the Benjamins, she is extremely ambitious. She has very big dreams. She has very big goals. She has very big ideas. She sees herself in a very big place. And when you have someone like that as a partner, even if they don't want to do the whole business part of it, like, you still want to live up to that. And I have that same ambition problem as well. And so I think it does sort of, I mean, like, when I have an opportunity, part of the reason I take it or do it is because I don't want to let Elsie down.
Aww.
But I mean, don't
you? But I do have that feeling. I did. When I was talking to my mom about going to work it, Mom, I'm going to have to tell Jess. And she was like, oh, blame it on me.
Blame it on me. Mom, what a martyr. Don't do that. I wasn't upset with her at all. She couldn't do it. What can you do?
But you were in my mind is what I'm saying. It's like, I have to strive for this. Like, I really worked my butt off to find a solution. And really, one of the only reasons I didn't was because of you. It's like, because I didn't want to let you down. And I was like, this is really important. I was giving myself the pep talk. Like, I was giving me the Jess tech talk, you know, whatever, pep talk.
Of course you were.
In my own head. Yeah. So I was fighting my own inertia or my own doubts.
That's
every
what I do
time
too.
That I had a doubt,
I hear
I was
you
like,
too. You have to. You can do it.
Yes,
I know I can even hear your voice. You can do it. I hear your little Elsie voice in my head. You have to.
Oh my God.
But it's important. Look how important that, I mean, honestly, that's the ambition part is huge. It is, yeah. Because we want to push to do the things. I mean, and yeah, we may scrap stuff together at the last minute, like now when we're telling you about having you guys apply to work with us. And yeah, I know it's June. It's okay.
That's cool. We have a month. It's three slots.
It's three slots, but we can talk about it online. Like, it wasn't like we just thought of it, but it's just like, it seems sometimes like we scrap stuff together, but we are doing what we can to push forward,
yeah.
Not let it go.
Yeah. And
we have to push forward.
Absolutely. And I think that, you know, it's so much harder too whenever we do have things come up. Like, I know things have come up in your life, especially with all the illness and sickness and
my
random
God, my
things.
My life is a fucking, my personal life is a disaster.
Yeah.
Still, and not because of Emily even.
Right. It's like, it happens here as well. Perhaps not in terms of the, like, the personal stuff, but there's like lots of extra things. Like, you know, Randy hadn't really been working. Like, yeah, he'd been looking for work, like hardcore, but he hadn't really been physically working. And thankfully, you know, he does have a job where he goes into work. He goes into work almost every day because we still do Thursdays in town. But that means that I'm here with the girls all day.
Wow.
And so I
so
have
you want
to
him to work, but you kind of don't.
Yeah. And so there's, yeah, but at the same time, though, there's this push or pull where I've had to get really clear, like, this is time for my girls. This is time when I work. This is homeschool time. I feel like I have to do so much more stuff. And what tends to happen when they're here in this capacity is that I'll start at the computer and I'll start to do some work. And all of a sudden, Mama, where's the button for the blah, blah? And I'm like, oh my God. Okay, it's over here. And then Mama, and it's just like, Jesus, I just want to write two sentences in a row.
You can't. It's impossible.
That's all I want to do. So it becomes really trying for me because I don't have the chunks of time that sometimes when we went into town I had, interestingly enough, that it's like a different place. Like usually when Randy's driving, I do work. Or if it's not on the computer work, which I do, I write a lot of things on my computer, I will do a lot of thinking, a lot of planning in my head, a lot of sort of strategy, which is, that's what I love to do. So when I can clear my mind between 30 to 45 minutes while I'm just being a passenger on a car and there's nothing else to do, it really helps. And I don't have that anymore, at least for sometimes.
Well, that sucks. I was thinking about this the other day, too. Like, I got very angry last night because I was on the phone, as usual, from like 10 to 5. And I just have so much that I want to finish my agency and finish. Would you believe, like, some stuff is still being set up and I have all these clients. And it's like, what am I supposed to pitch if I'm always on the phone not pitching?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I'm talking to new, you know, I'm signing people left and right. But I'm not able to talk to advertisers yet because I'm so busy with the podcasters. And I also do clients. And then I also, like, tape shows. And I just started having a panic attack because my kid now isn't really going to bed till like 9 o'clock because he wakes up at 8, and that's like normal. Like, I did a whole sleep consultant thing, so I know it's normal. It means that I don't get to, like, I'm wondering if, like, people put their kids to bed at 7 and then work from 8 to 11. I don't get to have that. By the time this kid's in bed, I am flipping exhausted and starving.
Yeah.
Because he ate at 5:30, and that's like my lunch lately. Yeah. So it's like I'm starving and hungry. I can't work because I can't think. I have to go make food, then take like 20 minutes to eat it. And then by then it's like 10 o'clock and I have like an hour and a half before I'm delirious. That's not good for anybody.
No.
And I just really miss when I could like eat dinner and go back to work or wait, you know. And then I thought, well, and I'm sitting here planning, I'm plotting how to get less sleep now. I'm just like, maybe I could set my alarm at 6.
Oh, no.
Get up at 6. And then work until he wakes up at like 8. And then I'm like, no, because if I set the alarm and he wakes up and he's up at 6, I'm definitely going to kill myself.
Yeah.
You and know, it, I'm not going to be able to work. And I'm going to be just as pissed then as I am now. So I stayed up till 2:30 in the morning working.
Oh, dude, that really fried me when I was doing that. Because I was doing that when I was telling you that I was doing the yoga thing. And like, and then I got hired by Libsyn again right around when Hunty was a little bit. Like, she was still a baby, though. She was still a baby. Like, there was a point there. Or no. This is when I had May. Sorry. So I already had Hunter, and then May was a baby. And my time.
They're both babies. They're only 3 years apart. She's still very needy at 3.
Yeah. Well, when, right? At that time, she was 3 and a half or something like that. And then Maymay was a baby. And what I would do is I would put them to bed at around, 9:30 to 10, because our family was always like late. And then I would work from 10 to 3 in the morning.
Jesus.
And then after that, they were wanting us to get up, right? The kids obviously sleep, because at 3 o'clock in the morning is when the big chunk of sleep from my infant would happen. So she would sleep really well from 10 to 3. It was
total sense. Yes.
So then when I got to bed at 3 in the morning, she started tossing and turning and wanting to nurse and wanting to get up and crying. And I had to take her to change her diapers. And I had to, and it was like, oh my God. And so I never got sleep. I burnt myself out. I did that for like 6 months or something like that. And I almost, it was awful. It was horrible. It was a horrible thing for my entire physical body. And then that's when I did the first yogi detox with Kate Stillman. I was just talking to you guys about that. Mm-hmm. That's the first time that I did it, because I said, if I don't get a hold of this now, I'm going to be dying an early death.
Well, so at least I can say this, like in my younger days, I would have done something similar. What I'm trying to do now by doing this is get to a point where all I do is talk on the phone, record podcasts, and email advertisers. That's it.
Good.
What I was actually doing last night is setting up a system. Like I was setting
good.
Up. A, so yeah. Like when a client signs a proposal, it immediately makes a contact in my database. It also makes it in my spreadsheet. It also sends them an email welcoming them with the welcome kit, a link to send it. It's all automated. That's what I was doing last night, like until 2:30 in the morning, is making sure that all of that worked and all of it was perfect. Like the form and what happens with the form fields and matching them up in all my different systems. Project management, et cetera, adding someone to the project management system and making sure that she can get to know it. Like, it's just that those things are time consuming. Now I have to figure out. So like, for example, I had a Google alert that I wanted to post on my Facebook page. That's the kind of thing I'd like to just forward to her and be like, post this on the Facebook page tomorrow. But I haven't given her admin access. I haven't told her, you know what I'm saying? Like, so it's just like, it's all the setup shit. Outsourcing is just as much setup as if I was doing it by myself.
No, it's true. And I feel that, I totally feel your pain. There are certain things where when I work with a client, the follow-up is where I drop the ball. Because the follow-up for me is so important in the moment. I'm like, I can feel what's necessary, not necessarily even in business, but there's a part of me that views myself as a teacher, you know, because there's a teaching something happening. There's knowledge moving back and forth. And in order for those teachings to really hit home, there's a level of follow-up that I feel is my job that I need to go to follow up.
So that's what
that
this
stuff.
Project management system, by the way, I finally settled on something called Insightly.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's both project management and CRM. And I have to tell you, I've used like 12 of them. And this is conclusion. It's been so painful.
It was driving me nuts.
But honestly, everything had everything I needed except for X. So like ProsperWorks had everything I needed except project management. And Asana had everything I needed except CRM. And, you know, it was just like driving me crazy. So this is my solution. And now that I'm in there, I have to move everything I had in every other system into this system, move it all over, set it all up. And so the follow-up thing, Elsie, I'm learning to do with tasks. Like Insightly has this little bar on Gmail where when I'm talking to somebody, or like when, let's just say, for example, someone sends me a follow up like, hey, thanks for today. Really love it. Great. I can hover over the email, pull up their contact right in Gmail and make a little task to follow up with them in a week. And I can also schedule the damn email.
Right. Well, see, here's my issue with that. It's not necessarily in terms of what needs to happen. It's the fact that I can't do it. So
why not? What
because
do you mean?
Because of time. So I have a specific task list of things that I need to get to another client like after this. This has nothing to do with them. Like they're not suffering by not getting this.
I totally know what you're going to say. I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So anyway, I have I have another pitch because this person wanted to work with me again. So I need to make sure that that's followed up through and whatnot. And this is like, it's basically a sold. It's already sold. Like this isn't something that I have to sell. It's really on onus on me to get booked, you know, and also to provide the last little bit of value that I have. And it really is about creating the proposal, creating the, you know, the contract and sending that email and, you know, making it seamless for them. And I have not been able to sit down and do it. Because
if you're not creating contracts and invoicing, that's not a follow-up problem.
What do you mean?
I mean, I got to a point like that in my business where I was like avoiding the money-making part of the activity, and it was an adverse reaction to being successful at the time.
No, but that's not, but look, listen to me. Like, I'm sitting there and I had these two other things, like this weekend. Okay, so this is what happened. I have to follow up to that. I had to finish the Libsyn podcast, which was due on Saturday. I had to do a crap ton of editing while I'm in the van, like traveling around all of the different places because we were out all day on Saturday because there's all these fairy festivals to attend over here in Asheville. There's all of this stuff. Then I had to do all of the stuff for She Podcast to get the stuff done. And then I had to, then it was Memorial Day weekend and nothing was open and I couldn't do, like were all of these things that were leading up to the stuff that I had to do. We were planning for PM for Libsyn as well. This all happened this weekend.
Oh, you don't mean like in general?
No. I'm talking this weekend. I'm like, oh. I wanted to get it done like that day.
Well, I do that too. Like, I'll have a discovery session. Annoying. In fact, I have one right after this where I'm going to talk about, this is my life. So I have this great hour where I talk to a podcaster about all the places they want to sell. Yesterday, it was someone with a sex podcast. So not only did I get to know all the different advertisers she wants, but I got to know about 1,000 different new sex toys that I didn't even know about. Not that I care, but I was just like, wow, that goes in your what? Whoa, that's for dudes? Wow, that lube is non-toxic? Great. Like, I was just like learning my pants off over here, literally, right? And so anyway, so I get off the phone and there's 40 places that I wanted signed for her right then, and I'm on to the next call. And it's like, God damn it.
Yeah.
I have another call after her, then I have another call after her, then my nanny's leaving, then it's dinner. This is why I was so frustrated at night. And after I get off with you, I have another discovery session where I'm going to learn all about vegan food and all the different advertisers and places. And she may have contacts of people that she's already working with, and I'm going to want to call them and email them right then. But I can't because I have a client after her, and then I have this after her, and then my nanny's leaving, and then it's dinner. And it's like, my whole life is this. My whole life is this. The money-making activities sometimes can't get done because
you're on the phone, dinner,
or you're doing this and that. Right. So it's kind of like, so now I've been also trying to mastermind in my head, like evil mastermind, how to book in my schedule time to do money-making activities. It's so sad.
No, you know what? That's a really good idea. I actually had that same thought.
Maybe from 10 to 12, I don't do anything but invoice and follow up.
Yeah.
Invoice and follow up. Because I can't be like this anymore. I'm literally on the phone today from 12 to 5. Tomorrow, from 10 to 5:30. How am I going to do this?
Right.
No, it's 10 to 3 actually tomorrow. But still.
But still, no, that's actually what I was thinking about. What it actually hit me, I was like, you know what? I need to just create, like, there'll be a day where I'll just do these things.
I mean, I used to have it like that in Lady Business Radio.
Right.
Believe it or not. I was only, I got so crazy with my life that I decided I would only be on the phone Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every other, and not only did I do that, like, not just interviewing people, but clients too. They could only hit me Tuesdays and Thursdays. Every other day I was doing something for my business. And my last business coach taught me this: block off the last week of every single month with no calls, no appointments, nothing but so this way, 5 days in a row where you can write, schedule, market, sign up, research, train, whatever it is you have to do. And I'll tell you what, it worked really well. It's hard to keep on it because it's so easy to be like, sure, we can meet. No, I'm not free. No, you have to say on the 20th, I'm not free till the beginning of the month. You have to, for your own sanity, I think.
I think so
I'm going to have to start and doing it again.
I think I'm going to have to. I'll do it as well. And I think the only thing that's the X factor for me is the podcast stuff, which I already know
about.
All right,
so that's different. Right. I mean, I'm not going to say, okay, Elsie, we can't record.
No, I know. But what I'm saying is that does take up a chunk of time. And I think it's a matter of, and there's a level of resistance. Like, there are the simple, simple tasks, like for the feed, you know, for Libsyn's the feed. Writing my script at the beginning, getting like the majority of the links for the episode, those things I actually don't need to do after we record. Like, those things can, those are tasks that can, for the most part, have a template and be done ahead of time. And the reason they're not is because I resist doing them a lot because they're mundane. You know, like, I'm not excited about, like, copy link, paste link, copy link, hyperlink, right. You know, it's not exciting.
That's kind of, that's the stuff that you have to outsource, though.
But that's for
Listen to yourself, though. Like, honestly, what if... I mean, wait a minute. So you already have the list. Now you just have to put it in the thing?
No, there's a lot. Well, of course, there's more than just that. But for the most part, it can be, there could be more proactivity in my part to start to write that script earlier, to make sure that I get the show notes done, like the, not the show notes as in like the show notes on the blog done, but like the show notes like on Google Docs earlier, so I can start to grab the feedback and add it in there. And then as something is added in there, there could be already be a workflow of, oh, let's add this link that we're going to talk about to the actual show notes. So already, you know, so that there should be a workflow around that, which I don't. And neither, you know, like the whole thought process is that that's an ongoing, sort of like Trello, you know, sort of like the way that we're doing this right now. Like the easy way to be able to do this is like as soon as we're good off, we finish, you know, talking here, I could just grab all those links and then put them on a, and have them already like put into a doc. Or the way that I do it, so that I don't have to then manually go searching for this when I'm doing show notes at the last minute on Sunday or Saturday, whenever it is that I do them. So I resist it because I find I'm like, I'd rather go make dinner for or lunch for my girls after this. Or I have to go take, you know, after I get off of this, it's a shower time. Because
the techie stuff is the stuff that I started outsourcing just because I knew I was avoiding it. And then I was my own log jam. So I started outsourcing it, and I was paying for fancy hands for a little while there, and I didn't, like, I wasn't using it. I was just like, what do I have these people do? They can barely type a sentence. And then I like took a little class on like how to outsource more stuff, and the stuff he sends to fancy hands, I'm like, oh my God, he's a genius. Like, what did I have them do this week? I looked at the task list for She Podcast. So for example, add the Patreon page to the menu. And so I was like, I just sent it to fancy hands. It was done in 5 minutes.
That's
great. Do you know how long that sat on my to-do list?
I know.
Add Elsie's articles to the Elsie press page. 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know how long that's been on my to-do list?
Oh.
It's ridiculous. So all these little things that I wanted to do with the website, I had 30 tasks in fancy hands. And I was like, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. And it was done. Okay. I mean, obviously, I still have more to do. Like the Podcasting School for Women page, just because I changed themes, I have to finish that myself. But like, those little things are like when something gets stuck, or like when I have something I want to add, or when I need to change the dates for webinars, like I'd like to just be able to be like, here, log in here, change the date, change the time, you know, here you go. I don't want to do it. And so for you, if it's like hyperlink, cut and paste, just give it to someone else. Anybody else.
Hyperlink, cut. No, I'm going to have to start training Hunter. I'm just kidding. She's
yeah.
Seven. I'm like, dude, here's a computer. Copy paste. But actually, you know, this is a fantastic conversation and a lovely segue to take us to our first sponsor of the episode, which is Team Podcast. And Team Podcast can actually do that for you.
That's right.
They can do all of that stuff that's making you feel like you are constantly running to trying to catch up on all of the podcasting things, because you have all of these ideas in your head about what the podcast should be and feel like and do and expand and reach out to people. And you're so excited to talk to people about your podcast. But because of the fact that you're creating the graphics, that you're writing that social media stuff, you're trying to take out the ums and ahs, you had an issue with your MP3, you couldn't upload it, all that stuff that wants you, makes you want to pull your hair out.
Right.
That's the stuff that Team Podcast does.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Good point, Elsie.
Yeah. So you have to go over to teampodcast.com and support yourself by hiring them. Bonus, you also help, you know, our sponsors, of course, because they know that you guys need this. And that's, yeah, so.
They're great at doing everything. I cannot tell you. I think I'm now referring like 3 or 4 people to her a week because so many podcasters need those services.
Yeah.
So many. Wow, yeah. It's been an hour.
Dude, I can't even believe it. We've barely gotten
to not talked about diddles.
Diddles at all. But anyway, hope you guys enjoyed that conversation. So we're going to see if we're actually now moving into a tip really quick.
Elsie's tool tips.
iTunes just had an update, version 12.4. Okay. So what happened when people updated to the latest iTunes version on OS X, and I'm assuming that this is also the case for any Windows users that have iTunes, is that a lot of podcasters, what they do is that they pull their AIFF file or their WAV file, their audio file into iTunes, and it's in iTunes that they convert that larger file and encode it into MP3. Usually what you would do is you would highlight the file and then you would get the little, you know, you would right click, and on the menu that pops up with the right click, there was a little, you know, place there that you said convert to MP3. right? Simple.
Right.
But now iTunes has removed that. So the convert to MP3 section is no longer there, like at all, in the right-hand side menu, like with a right click, not like that. Now what you have to do is you have to highlight your file. You have to go up to the menu bar and tap on File. Then it says Create New Version. And then it gives you the option to create MP3 version. So they sort of hid it. Now it's hidden away. It's making you do more clicking. But the functionality is still there. But that, I have to say, it has sent panic to podcasters. And I have seen many people go, what happened to the right click? Because there's a lot of people who encode their, you know, large files into MP3s using iTunes. So tip for you, iTunes version 12.4. If you have that, the right click, create MP3 is no longer available. You have to go to the menu bar, file, create new version, create MP3 version. There. That is all. Thank you. So you can thank me later.
Thank you, Elsie.
So we're going to do a little bit of awards talk.
Wonderful.
Now, Jess.
Yes.
So, Jess, why don't you tell us about the Gracie Awards?
Okay. Thanks, Elsie.
Thanks, Elsie.
Well, on May 24th, there was a gala held for the Alliance for Women in Media Foundation. And the Gracie Awards, I guess, honored TV, interactive, and radio. They honored Tina Fey, Angela Bassett, Cynthia Nixon, Jada Pinkett Smith, Kathy Lee Gifford, etc. They recognize the collective powerful voices of women from across the media landscape. Their influence and inspiration on and off camera encourages future generations to build on the foundation and opportunities created by the great women before them. So radio winners.
There's some podcast in there, which is like, that's what I was just going to say.
It says national radio winners include, and then there's a bunch of podcast people. So let's just do that, I guess. Okay. So like podcast hosts from Death, Sex, and Money. Then some anchor women, some sports programs, producers on Sirius, more producers on Sirius. I'm just going to try and skip to that. Jenna Weiss-Berman from BuzzFeed. She was honored as a producer.
Yeah.
Parenting with Alyssa Milano and Karen Gravano on Blog Talk Radio.
Who knew, right? I did not know that they were on
that. I didn't know that was on there. No way. Who knew? Village Folk Show on Sirius. Sirius. Women of the Hour was a grand winner. That's a BuzzFeed podcast. I guess that's Lena Dunham, right?
Yep.
Women at Work is a Sirius show. And then we have Public Radio. Local radio winners. Okay. I don't see any podcasts in here.
I think they were. It's just the people that they're like doing.
At the front there?
Yeah. It's just the podcasters.
But still. Like
the producers. Just the acknowledgement that like they were
so
part.
So confusing.
I know. But it's still. I mean, I just it's like awesome. The fact that that's they good. Were mentioned. And
I
that,
am too. But it's confusing. They're not radio. It's not radio. Is it radio? Nobody told me if I was in radio. I didn't know.
No. I think that this is not for radio people. It's just
the national radio winners.
National radio winners. Oh, that's what makes you confused.
Yes.
I see.
National radio winners include.
Oh, yeah. When it says podcast
and then
host.
BuzzFeed.
And then
BuzzFeed.
It's like, oh.
Sirius. Like, I know Sirius is radio because it's
but
radio.
But BuzzFeed is not radio.
Nope.
So anyway, the Gracie Awards are giving awards to podcasters.
Well, it's still exciting that women in radio have their own gala and we get to be awarded stuff.
Yes.
And speaking of that,
yes,
Elsie and I have been nominated for the Community Award at New Media Europe.
Yeah.
Did you know we had so many European listeners?
Well, I think that
I'm going to go look right now.
Well, but it's right now. But so
right now.
This is what's really cool about that, which is actually there, you know, the New Media Europe Award. So New Media Europe is like sort of like podcast movement, but in Europe. So it's where with more, it's like expanding more rather than just keeping it also to podcasters or whatever. Mm-hmm. But what's really lovely is that they're having an award ceremony like they're having here or that there have been here in the past in the United States. And these awards, I guess you had to be, I'm not sure how you got nominated, but we did. And then when you vote via like Twitter, and that's how you vote. So mm-hmm. it's basically click to tweet. You go to a specific page, which we will have. I'm going to have a very special link in the show notes. So you only have to tap once. So you're not going to have to go inside of the new media thing and then click onto us and then tweet. I'll just have that click to tweet directly linked to the page, to the show notes, so that you're going to be able to just click it and it'll open up and then you can vote for us. And the voting is open up to June 10th. And you can vote as many times as you want, which is kind of nice. And I'm just noticing that it really is, they are kind of really neat about this. What's happening is, you know, they also have a category for the best app. And I kind of voted for Buffer and I voted for Trello because we use both of those for our different podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
And but that brings awareness. Like Buffer's like, thank you, you know, and it's like, and I'm sure that feels good to them. And the way that I became aware of this is because I saw somebody else voting for us. And I was like, what is she voting for? Like, why is she saying I vote for this? And I went in there and I was like, oh, well, that's a really great way to kind of promote not only the new media awards and the, like the new media, the whole thing, the conference. Because people are going to be like, what are they talking about? What are they voting for? What are these awards? Oh, they're in Europe. Oh, I didn't know. You know?
We have some German listeners.
We have some German listeners.
Yeah. Like, I can't even, I guess, pronounce where they're from. Baden-Württemberg in Germany. We do have a pretty good European like following, it looks like.
Well, that's very
our nice. Top countries, of course, are US, Canada, UK, but then it's Australia, China, France, Sweden, Spain, Germany.
No,
New
we're
Zealand.
Very diverse.
Yeah.
We're famous, Jess.
We're pretty well, we're world known. You can say we're world renowned.
That's right. This is pretty fantastic. So we're really excited. So if you guys want to vote for us, please do, because it's like super simple for you guys to do it. Anytime you think about it, you can retweet the tweet. You can just easily click to tweet and get us seen in there and check out the awards. It seems like it's going to be really cool. And if you are in Europe, those of you who are our listeners over there, go check out the event. Go check out New Media Europe. It seems like it's going to be really awesome.
The end of the month.
It's at the, I think it's like somewhere.
It's
like
right before Podcast Movement.
Yeah, like June 18th-ish, I believe it's happening.
Yep.
So, I
would love it if you guys would, I mean, it would be great if we could win an award. That would be amazing.
Wouldn't that be awesome? So we should
Let's do it.
Let's do it. We're going to do a little, so you guys are going to have to tweet. Click
Please
to tweet
vote
for
us.
Please vote for
it's
us.
It's over in a week. We didn't know.
We didn't.
It's over this week.
Yes, but it just started, mind you. It's not like we lost it. They just started this like yesterday.
We just got email. I just got my email today.
Yeah. So there.
Pretty exciting stuff. And look, we lobbied for an award. Look at us. I'm proud of us.
Look at that.
How about it? Now, speaking of not lobbying, let's talk about the podcast awards.
All right, let's do it.
We did not lobby for this one.
No, we did not. So the podcast awards.
And that's okay, because there are some She Podcasters that are nominated, and we would love it if we could win those bad boys and against the bad boys. So education, we have the History Chicks and Grammar Girl. Arts, Craft Lit with Heather Ortiver and the Right Now podcast with Sarah Werner. Health, The Diabetes Connection, Nutrition Diva, Get Balanced with Dr. Marissa. Business, The Productive Woman and LinkedIn Lady, GLBT, Diary of a Trans Woman, and Family, Mighty Mommy and Business Ladies. And then, bonus, for Science and Medicine, The Big Seance. Not a she-peer, but a huge fan, Patrick Keller.
Yes, he is a he-peer listener. And
he's a he-pee diva.
Patrick Keller.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thank you, Patrick. So that's the bonus. We're giving you a shout out for Science and Medicine because there's no other mm-hmm. CPs in there. So why not vote for one of our listeners?
Yes, please vote. Plus he's such a sweetie.
He's such a sweetie.
Big fan.
What we would like you guys to do, well, I'll have a link in the show notes for the podcast awards there and then a list of these people if you guys want to share. So the podcast awards, how they work is that you actually have to go to that website every day. And you can you don't have to do it every day, but that's how you get the votes. It's to mobilize as many people as you can every day to go vote for your podcast. And the voting is now open and the voting closes June 12th. So what you do is you go in there and you have to look at all the different categories and you choose, put your email address at the end. You will not be spammed and submit your voting thing. You vote every day. So mm-hmm. that's why it's a little bit hard, because you do have to rally the troops to engage with you in this way. And it's a little annoying, but you know what? Let's do it for the ladies. I actually was looking over there trying to figure out if there were more women in other categories. And I saw that there were, you know, in all the political and the political category, in the basically the science and medicine category, there was another, this, obviously the sports, I could understand a little bit more on that. But there were so many that I was like, there is not one woman in any of these categories. And there's not, these are just some of the categories. I think there's, I believe that there's another seven more categories mm-hmm. after this, and yeah. there are no women in those. And I know there has to be some female podcasters out there that are in those categories. So it was a little, I was like, oh man.
Yeah.
So, but when I saw, Fooey. When I saw these categories though, it's like, you can kind of go like, oh, it makes sense. But I kind of don't want it to make sense. Like where, you know, education, arts, health, business, GLBT, family. Like it just seems like.
Well, so what okay. were the, so sports.
Let me see.
Is that one you wanted the women to be nominated?
Mostly like science and medicine, I think.
Well, that would have been really great. Brain science podcast, right, but they were like, on hiatus.
Yeah, I know, but they're exactly. And there are certain things like the comedy, nobody from the comedy, People's Choice, entertainment. I was very
no
surprised.
No women in comedy or no she podcast?
No she podcast. No, well,
okay, because
no,
there are women.
No, well, of course. I'm saying in these awards. Not oh. altogether. In these awards.
I didn't
awards,
notice that.
It seems like People's Choice doesn't have a woman. Comedy doesn't have a woman. Entertainment doesn't have a woman. Games and hobbies, nope. Government and organizations, nope. Mature, nope. News and politics, nope. Music, nope. Religion and spirituality, nope. Science and medicine, nope. Sports and recreation, nope. Society and culture, nope. Technology, nope. TV and film, nope.
Wait, Disney Parks is not... I think Disney Parks is a woman.
Well,
that's society and culture.
I have to say that I didn't want to click through every single one of them to find out if they were a woman or not. But
yeah, I might be wrong.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like you could be like, well, I could swear. Like I had so many of them.
No,
I was like,
I'm wrong. It's dudes.
I could swear that that's a woman. And I'm sure that they're co-hosted ones, like some of the family ones. Like religion and spirituality, like there's one, it's called The Rugged Marriage. I would assume that there's a possibly a
Wait,
husband
TV
and a wife.
Wait, TV and film, the Outlander cast. Oh, no, that's not. That's the different one.
Well, see, we don't know. Maybe it is another woman, because that's what I thought.
It's Marion Blake. So it's co-hosted women, but not. You're right. You're
so,
right.
So that's what I'm saying. I was like, oh, there's like so many, but it seems to me that there are. And again, these podcast awards are very challenging to get nominations for, because you have to, they're the People's Choice.
Yeah, you have to really,
awards.
Really lobby.
You have to really lobby for this. So it's really not
it's
about like, oh, they didn't notice me. It's really onus on you. You need to get your butt in gear and you
Wait.
Need to rally. What?
Same sex dialogue is two women and they're she podcasters. Okay. GLBT is okay. Kim and Katina Kyle.
All right.
And they have iHeartRadio and they're in there. So please vote for them and GLBT. Same sex dialogue.
Same sex dialogue.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, good.
Yeah. So I'm happy. I'm going to vote for them right now, as a matter of fact, because they're my peeps.
Because they're your peeps.
I love those girls.
And yeah, so anyway, so for yeah, next year, just keep that in mind, that if you do want to be, especially if you're under those categories that I feel are underrepresented, or that you should have, like the music one. I was like, music? I know like at least two women that are doing music podcasts. So,
well, but maybe they didn't lobby.
And even the mature ones. There's so many. Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I guess it's like there's a part of me that's like just like us where it's like, ah, forget about it. We didn't want to do it. It was too much work. We get
it. I mean, that's like us, right?
Yeah.
It was too much work.
It was too much work. I get it.
It was a lot of fucking work.
But then we can't complain. I guess that's the point. If you want to be part of it, you got to lobby. So that's next year.
I mean, if you're in education and you don't want to vote for Grammar Girl, vote for Dave Jackson, School of Podcasting.
True.
That's a good alternative. History Chicks, Grammar Girl, or Dave Jackson.
That's and then jam-packed.
You know, at least pick people we like.
Oh my God.
Government. Anyone but. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I would love to boycott one of those in there, but I'm not going to.
Yeah, there's lots
the
of
The host
things.
Is a
douche.
Oh my God. All right, then let's see if somebody can like learn who that is. But anyway,
well,
so there's the Podcast Awards, the People's Choice Podcast Awards, and one last awards is the Academy of Podcaster Awards, which is the award ceremony over at Podcast Movement.
Yes.
And the feed was nominated for technology again. This is our second year that was nominated.
Yay!
So that's my other podcast with Rob Welch. That's a really, really, really hard category, though, I have to say. And the thing is, with that one, it's like sort of left up to the gods or to the Academy, if you will, because people will be the judging is done by the Academy, and they listen to 5 minutes of audio from each of the individual podcasts. And there are bullet points of like what the judging should be around. So that happens then. And, so that's pretty cool. So I'm very excited. Although again, it's a really tough category. And of course it's like my favorite category. So two of my favorite podcasts are nominated with me,
Wait, let me see that. Wait.
And I'm really excited.
School of Podcasting and...
This Week in Tech, This Week in Tech and Mac Power Users are actually two of my favorite podcasts.
But our friends are School of Podcasting and the Audacity to Podcast.
Yes, those are our friends. So see, it's like totally, it's all like, and then Twit.
TV and Film, Walking Dead cast. I love that guy.
So, yeah. So anyway, that's the category. So we'll see who wins. May the best
win. When do we get to vote?
You don't vote. This Academy votes.
I know, but aren't you in the Academy?
Oh, yes, I am in the Academy.
I am too.
When
do we vote?
I don't know.
When do you and I vote? Let me take a side conversation. Elsie.
Yes.
Since we're in the Academy, when do we vote?
Oh, right. Exactly. We don't know. I have not gotten an email.
I haven't either. Okay.
So cool. I do not know. So we will know. But I did not, of course, choose to judge technology because that's like, it's like, oh my God, that's like, I don't remember what I chose for myself.
I chose, I think, TV and film and comedy. Because even if I hadn't heard every show, I could guess and it wouldn't be painful. Like I can't, because you know, last year, just as an insider for those of you who don't get to vote, not that I'm bragging, but like as an insider, they send you little clips of the finalists.
Yeah.
And some of the categories I chose last year, I was like, why did I choose
category?
I'm in hell. I can't decide. These are all terrible. What do I do? Like, I think it was business. I think I chose business last year and I was in hell.
I was so like, not business, not business ever. That would never be a category that I would want to in any way, shape, or form listen to.
Well, I mean, at the time, like I had heard some of them and I was listening to some of them, but yeah, now I'm into more comedy and TV and... what else did I pick? I think there's like four or five you get to pick. I pick tech. I'll vote for you.
You have to listen. And the other thing that was really hard for the ones that I don't even remember what it was, is that every single one that I heard was like, oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God, that was so good. Oh my God, that was so... Everyone. And then I sat there and I'm like, terms of judging, because they do give you like a bunch of really key things like audio quality, content, and like... stuff that has to do with the hosts and like really specific things. Like it's not like give it a 10 and just give it a 10, right? And I was like, how am I going to be all nitpicky about this? This is amazing. Mm-hmm. These podcasts are so good.
That happens.
So I was like, oh, well, I'll do my best, but these are all so good. I can't pick.
Eep.
I can't pick. Eep. So are you ready for a little Natalie talk now?
Yes. Natalie Ekdahl.
Oh my God.
Time for your spot. Okay. Nat. So Natalie's mastermind is closed right now. You can't even get in, even if we sell it. You're not allowed. It's not available. No. However, she's doing another one mid-July. So if you've listened to us talk about her mastermind and then you click and you're like, balls, she's going to open one right after Podcast Movement. So get on the list to get in there because apparently people are having crazy results. Let me give you an example. One of the women who contacted me last week was in Natalie's mastermind and she was like, okay, so I'm in Natalie's mastermind. And I was like, uh-huh. And my goal is to monetize. And I was like, uh-huh. Well, so I heard that you are matching up advertisers with podcasters. And I was like, yes, I do. So she was like, well, here are my stats. And I don't know. You know, she's all like, actually, she's a very confident woman and she has a great community, but she was just like, I think she was a little sheepish about the fact that she'd been in the mastermind since May and hadn't achieved her goal yet. And so everyone was probably giving her shit about not having gone after anything quite yet or figured out how to do it. So Natalie finally was like, contact her. She can probably help you at least set up a plan. And so, and that's what happened. I was like, oh, that's hilarious. Well, yeah, let's talk and let me look at your stats. And like, she's perfect. And we're going to have a discovery session. I'm going to start. I mean, I said, so then at the end of the call, like, I told her how it worked. I told her about the contract, the terms, this, that, who we would pitch. And at the end, I go, so if you tell your mastermind group that you talked to me, does it count? And she was like, yes, it counts.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
But proof that she is one step closer to achieving that goal because of that mastermind. Because, yep. And I'm not even saying like, oh, they hounded her. I'm sure they didn't, but it's, you know, it's not a large group on purpose. It's people who are, you know, all taking action, and to be the only one who isn't, like, how does that feel? Stupid.
Well, you do.
If she's listening right now, I'm sorry. Her initial is Jay. I'm sorry, Jay. You know that I mean, I do adore you. And I'm so excited to work together, but I'm just relaying that, like, it's effective because she was really like, I am a busy woman. Her business is booming. Her community is set. Like, her podcast could use a little growth, but she's got a ton of stuff to do, which is why she entered the mastermind in the first place. And after a couple weeks, she was just like, okay, I really have to achieve a goal here or I'm an idiot. That's like what I heard in her voice. So that's, I mean, even if nothing else, that's effective.
Yeah.
So there is, so it's really the accountability that you pay for and the camaraderie of the other women. Even if none of them hounded her or said a word, the fact that they're all starting to achieve and get sponsors on their own, that also made her feel like, geez, what am I waiting for?
I know. And I think that that's what it is. I think it really does. And again, you know, going back, it's just that this, in this way, it's sort of a little bit more, it's like, you know, you have a specific time and there's the stuff that you do and there's something to be said about the logistics of it and the way that Natalie runs it because she's the boss lady of that and the way that she facilitates those conversations and it, of course, the chemistry. But it's just exactly like Jess and I were talking at the beginning of the show, that there's something about being accountable to somebody else that you really respect and that you really don't want to let down. And it's not about doing something for somebody else. It's about you owning up to your own greatness, kind of accountability, I guess, if you will, because it's like, it's enough with the, you know, I don't know if I should do that. Like, you just do it.
You know, my husband was in the hospital all last week. Nothing emergent. I mean, it was at first because he couldn't breathe and we didn't know why. But then when we got there, we realized, I don't know how much I've talked about him being in the hospital. Like, he hasn't been in the hospital, but he's been out of work for lung issues for kind of a while. And then he went back to work in February and he was cool until beginning of May. And he started to have some wheezing and then he went away to Colorado. Anyway, to make a long story short, he contracted the flu and had a lung infection on top of it that made it so severe that he was like, he really could not breathe. And so my point is, yes, Natalie, I'm coming back around to your spot. The point is, when somebody's in the hospital, you fucking make time to go. You go. You don't wait. Everything else waits, right? You go to the hospital. I was there with him. I canceled my appointments. I sat and heard what the doctors had to say. I did what I had to do. And it's sort of like achieving your goals is kind of the same thing. If you really want to do something, you will stop the other stuff and you will do it. Like, it's like we're talking out of both sides of our mouths now, because earlier Elsie and I were like, we're on the phone and we can't get anything done and it sucks. But like, the truth is that if something becomes a priority and an emergency for you, for your podcast, for your business, you will rearrange your schedule to get it. And that's what she did. She was like, okay, I'm reaching out. I'm getting this done. Anyway, was that kind of a reach around?
It was a reach around, but it still makes sense.
But doesn't it make sense, though?
Yes.
Like, people get, you know, you say, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time. But you know, when you get the flu and you're in bed, nobody cares what kind of time you have or how busy you are. Or if someone ends up at the hospital or when someone dies and you have to go to a funeral. Your clients wait. Shit, wait. Do what you have to do if it needs to get done. And like a mastermind really does, I think, put those things in perspective. That's all.
Totally. And you can find all kinds of information about all of that stuff at bizchicks.com/shepodcast. Bizchicks, bizchix.com/shepodcast. And Natalie will be waiting for you. And if you want to touch base with her and really, really find out from her whether or not this is something that you that will really resonate with you, nat@bizchicks.com is the way to go. You can email her, and I'm sure that she's going to have time to chat with you.
Or Twitter. She's BizChicks Podcast on Twitter.
Yes.
That was so weird. That was an oddly personal way of illustrating my point. Now I feel awkward about it.
It's all right. It drove the point home.
I'm just saying, like, you know, life, people are always, you're always busy. Everyone's always busy, but things happen that you have to do, and then you just make time to do it. That was my point.
So we're going to close up here very soon, dude, because this is like, it's going on to like forever. So, but this is really crazy, and it's not necessarily about the content, but I just had to bring this for us to discuss because, oh my God. So the headline of this article really was a radical podcast series for accountants and others. And I was like, what? A radical podcast? And I was just like,
it's
really?
So funny.
So when I had to go in there,
radical,
like, radical, I know, a radical podcast series. So Accounting Today columnist Jody Podar, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, Jody, if you're listening and I messed your name up. And former Accountant Today senior editor Liz Gold are co-hosting a new podcast series called Let's Get Radical. And there was just something that I was just like, accountants getting radical? Like just that made me, I just couldn't handle it. It was just so not
hilarious.
it was hilarious. And so I was in the process of listening to them because I wanted to comment based on the comment on the content. And unfortunately, I wasn't really able to listen fully because we started recording earlier and I kind of wanted to get a better feel. They only have a couple episodes out right now. But really, the way that I wanted to talk about this conversation is that really, it doesn't matter what niche you are in. It will be, you know what I mean? It's like you can always bring something new to it because honestly,
I was expecting mohawks and like pointy glasses, but they look very sweet and normal to
me
for two such radical CPAs.
I know. And so that's what I was like. It's just the way you position yourself. And I guess it's also, you know, the way that we view CPAs. And obviously it made me click through. It made me listen to a podcast about or
accounting.
Accounting. I know. Which is perhaps,
now that is a shock.
I know. And so then I was like, wow, it's just the positioning. It's the way that you stand out. It's the way that you make an industry be able to pay attention to you from a different perspective and not to think that you have to align with the way things are usually done. And kudos to them for doing that. You know, it's just so, I just can't get over about the radical in accounting.
It's hilarious.
It's a lot more than just accounting. Like they're not sitting there talking about accounting, you know, like the processes.
It says
and the stuff.
Business Talk Unfiltered with Jody Podar, CPA, and Liz Gold.
Yeah. So when you read the entire thing, you see that it's a little more open. Like there's talk about business in general and about, you know, all kinds of things around business. But the fact that they are CPAs and that it was framed in that perspective, I think there's something lovely about them being CPAs because we have a thought around that already that it's like, oh, their CPAs are boring or who would want to do that? Or I'm not like for me, it's like that would probably be one of the worst things you could have me do because it's so what we were talking about before. It's the mundane little tasks that make my brain go nuts. Like I just can't handle that.
I'm very amused by their cover art.
Are you?
Well, because, I mean, I don't want to tease them because I think that their branding, their idea and their branding is cool, but it's just like, it kind of looks like their corporate headshots.
Oh, right.
Were cut out and then put on top of a black and purple brick wall with gold writing. But the black and purple, like, it's kind of grungy and like looks like something that like you would see The Cure standing in front of.
Oh, my God.
And yet there's these like very nicely dressed, lovely coifs, like lipstick, like they're in front of this like punk rock background. It's kind of adorable.
It
anyway.
Is.
Anyway.
But it, yes. And so, but still though, they made me listen and I'm still going to listen because primarily because CPAs and radical just didn't quite.
Don't go.
That, right.
That's cool. That's what makes it cool. Yeah. You're right. It's a great way to get people to listen.
Yeah.
So, perfect.
So tip for you guys.
Loving it. Loving it.
So
why don't we wrap up?
Okay.
We want to thank, of course, John from Audio Editing Solutions.
Because he's so awesome.
And Rebecca Council from CLR Virtual Connection. Yes. Thank you, John. He is so awesome. And if you just, well, not if you just, because I believe that John is making attempts to get into a more all-in-one service, but he is a brilliant audio editor and he does make us sound fantastico. If you need editing and you want to outsource that part, audioeditingsolutions.com. And then Rebecca is a social media marketing person and she's been helping us with some of the tasks that we need to do. So that's CLR Virtual Connection.
Yay!
And so thank you both. Again, don't forget that if you want to work with us in person, we only have 3 spots. We're announcing it now. There's only going to be 3. We can't do any more. Shepodcast.com/apply. Also, there's nothing you have to do for this, but just put on your calendar Saturday the 9th. If you're at Podcast Movement from 10 to 2 is the brunch in the lobby of the hotel in Chicago. So please pop in and say hello to us. If there's going to be anything else fancy, we'll let you know in the future. And if you're not on an email address, you probably should sign up for it. It's shepodcast.com/community. What else, Elsie?
That's it, dude. That's it. And again, one last thing. If you guys are going to Podcast Movement around Chicago and want to work with Jess and I face to face, please, please, please apply. And don't think that because we have 3 spots, we're going to sell them out really quick. Do it.
Do it.
Just do it. Don't
apply.
You never know.
If we like you, we'll squeeze you in.
Yeah, just apply, please. And because it's going to be so great. And I feel like I'm like going, please, because it's just so exciting for us to work with you guys. And we don't get this opportunity very often.
No, in fact, never. Once a year.
In fact, it's never.
Never ever.
So yes, shepodcast.com/apply. All right, yes. Guys, we will. Oh my God. Episode 100 is next week. We have some really fun stuff.
Yes, such good stuff planned.
But we're not going to talk about it. So I don't know. It's a surprise for us, actually.
We don't really actually know. We're telling you nothing.
We are telling you nothing, but we actually know nothing. So, oh my
God. That's actually true.
Yes, it's totally true.
So we don't know diddles.
You need to be subscribed to She Podcasts.
That's right.
So that you get that episode 100 and you will be just as surprised as Jess and I will be, because more likely than not, we will listen at the same time that you listen.
Do it, do it, do it.
Yes. All right.
Talk to you soon. Love you.
Mean it.
Bye.